This week is Homelessness Week. In Australia, there are over 116,000 people experiencing homelessness on any given night. Now, there was an event scheduled for Burnie earlier on this morning, a couch surfing event. As you'd understand, the weather got the better of that particular event as part of Homelessness Week on the Northwest Coast. But I'd like to bring in Karina from YFCC now, who's youth coach in the Transitional Accommodation Support Services. Good afternoon, Karina. How are you going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. It is Homelessness Week 2022. The theme this year is to end homelessness, we need a plan. Is there a plan so far?
I guess it's just promoting awareness to people that are experiencing homelessness that there are services out there available to access.
Now, we have spoken about this a number of times this week on the show. Haven't really covered demographics. Now, let's talk about the impact that it's having on young people around the Northwest Coast. So, you know, we are seeing young people falling under the banner of homeless, aren't we?
Absolutely. And we are a youth accommodation support services.
Now, a lot of people listening probably wouldn't consider a young person to be homeless. So what kind of circumstance would see a young person end up being homeless?
It can be multiple reasons, and I guess it's case by case, but what we have been seeing lately is, I guess, more about relationship breakdowns. That would be the main reason at the moment. Then leads into, experiencing homelessness or couch surfing, so just not being able to live under the same roof for any number of reasons.
Look, and at the end of the day, you know, thank heavens for couch surfing, but it's not the ultimate scenario, is it?
No, and it does have to be a safe environment, and you do also have to contribute to, I guess, housework, paying board. Sometimes it can be more expensive to couch surf than actually be in independent living. So,
you know, and there are moral dilemmas that get brought into play there as well, aren't there?
Absolutely, and you've got to find somewhere to store your stuff. You know, you have to contribute to bills in the house as well. And then also, I have heard of some situations where you're sharing the couch environment as well. So it can lead to situations that young people shouldn't be in.
And why do we recognise Homelessness Week?
We recognise Homelessness Week. Well, to me personally, it means more about making people aware that are out there experiencing this, that it is okay to access services, it is okay to ask for help, and there are services out there that are there to support. So I find that a lot of people that are experiencing that just, you know, they're not so sure that there are services out there. So to me, it's about promoting those services out there that are available and that we are working together as a community to try and address the housing crisis that we're experiencing at the moment.
So speaking of services, where on the Northwest Coast would be a first port of call for somebody that is experiencing some form of homelessness?
First port of call for me would be Youth Family Community Connection. We have crisis accommodation support services. Now, we are looking in the more youth space, so 13 to 20 years old. We have services in Burnie and Devonport, and there are other services out there other than ours. But yeah, that would be my first port of call. And we're no wrong door policy, so if you come in and our service isn't right for you, we can always help to link to other services that are out there.
And any final words this afternoon, Karina, for people that may be listening?
Well, I guess I really want to put out there that Youth Family Community Connections not only support with transitional and crisis accommodation, we also support with alcohol and drug support services, employment services. We have emergency relief services. So, you know, if there's one service that you're thinking you need assistance with, and even if we don't have it, we can point them in the right direction. So I just suggest Googling YFCC and just popping in and having a chat if you need help with anything.
Yeah, great advice. Really appreciate your time this afternoon.
No, thanks for your time and promoting the service.
Karina there from YFCC, who is youth coach in the Transitional Accommodation Support Services. This is The Home Run. Weather's next.